Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal's Christmas edition. And when I knew we were going to have our friends from the Golden Apple on over there in Lakeview, Frank Sinatra, that would be a perfect song for them. Thanks, Nick, Alex, for coming down.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
And you brought your buddy Johnny. I know Johnny from
Bellino,
the restaurant.
Yes, famous Johnny Bellino.
So before, let's get it out of the way. Golden Apple. 2971 North Lincoln Avenue. You never close.
We never close.
You don't have a key.
We do not have a key. 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours.
Now, that's why I wanted you on the show, because, you know, I've spent some Christmas nights and Christmas
Eve. I heard.
my number one is that James Brown died 12 years ago, I think, on Christmas, and I was at the Sun-Times then, and I spent the whole day writing his obituary, and I had plans with my family, but I went to the Golden Apple for Christmas dinner.
Yes, we never close at the Golden Apple, and we especially open at the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, because we get everybody. We get the families, we get the lonely people, we get the couples, we get everybody at the time.
Yeah, talk about. I know no one night is the same at the Golden Apple.
No,
Christmas. I mean, yeah. I mean, you get. Actually, I stopped for lunch there, and there were a lot of single people there tonight.
Yes.
Tonight, about 4 o'clock. But people from the church. Talk about the neighborhood. Yeah,
the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Church is St. Alphonsus, which is a very, very strong. Has a large parishioner. And it's right across the street from us, and we are supporting the church 100%. And when the services finish, they come over to the Apple. They have their breakfast, and we've been doing it for years and years. Matter of fact, the Apple is as a food establishment has been there since the 40s.
Since the 40s.
Early 40s. The name of it back then, it was Corral. And after a couple name changes, it became Golden Apple. We bought it 1997, me and two friends of mine, Tom and Peter. And we're still kicking it. We're still at it.
Was it ever a Golden Nugget?
It was Golden Nugget for about 11, 12 years. Howard Quam owned it, and he gave up on it because he wanted something else, something different. And Odie, Christina, and George picked it up.
Oh, I know George.
Nice family. Yeah. Nice family. And they moved on after 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
And we bought it in 97, and we own it for the past 21, 22 years.
Well, you know, I'm no novice to the Golden Apple. I used to live in the neighborhood in the 80s.
Yes, yes.
That's
80, 84. It was South Lakeview is an old German neighborhood. Still is, but not that much. Now it has, you know, yuppies.
That's why we moved out.
Still blue collar, not a lot, but still blue collar. But you know, we have a different kind of crowd than we had 20 years ago.
Well, that's what's important to me. There's a lot of talk about the North Side and development, and I go in there after Cub games, and we talk about what's going on in Wrigleyville, and now people talking about Lincoln Yards, which is south, and it seems like in those neighborhoods there is a lack of authenticity, and what's great about your place is it's authentic. There's just people from all walks of life, people like Johnny, people from the church, you know. That's really important to keep that.
There are not too many diners left. All the corporate moved in and bought everything and made everything look and taste the same. But, you know, a few places are still like us left. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do our best, and thank God for our friends, our customers, and our people that work for us. We're still having a good time, and we're still at it.
When did you get a liquor license there?
I would say about 15 years ago, maybe a little less, but approximately. We don't have heavy liquor. We just beer and wine. If you have a a plate of food, dinner, and you want a beer, so we can provide you with a beer. It's not like you come in to booze yourself up. Even though
people come in boozed up on the weekend.
Yes. Matter of fact, I remember a story a few years ago. A guy came in. He had probably one too many. He sat down, and Mary Koza, the night waitress.
Oh, I know Mary.
Yeah, Mary. She's been there since the early 80s. And we have a staff that's been there for 30-some years. Bridget. Yeah. We have Sharon, Barbara. I mean, we have, the kitchen has been there for, so this guy comes in, and Mary Koza goes to take his order, and he's halfway gone. And he goes, "Let me have my check. I want my check." So Mary goes, "You haven't had anything, sir." And he goes, "I want my check." So she comes up to me, and she goes, "This guy wants his check. He hasn't had anything yet." I go up to him. I said, "Sir, you haven't had anything. You can go if you..." No, I want my check. So what am I going to do? I gave him a check for $10. He came up to the register. He paid. I saved the money. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Johnny." Matter of fact, his name.
Oh,
it wasn't him.
No.
Johnny, I wrote down on a check his name and the $10, left it under the register, never showed up.
Wow.
Yet, hasn't showed up yet.
Wow.
So if you're listening, your $10 are still at the Apple.
What about celebrity? I know they used to tell me the old Cubs second baseman Todd Walker used to come in there.
Yes. And we had some people. We had John Belushi coming in.
Oh, Belushi came in.
Belushi came in, and Tina Fey forever. We had... Do you remember Donna, the waitress?
Yeah, right.
She served see.
You got my question. See how seriously we take this show?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
of
that's
course.
Okay.
Bill Gates.
Oh, Bill Gates
Bill
came
Gates
to the...
Came
now, there's
to
a
the
scoop.
Apple,
Bill Gates came to the...
No, it's a better one. I have a better one. How about Ronnie Woo Woo?
Yeah, well, I have seen him. Bill Gates came to the Apple?
Yes. He was served by Donna at night.
Yeah.
I don't know details.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say details about that guy.
What about house specialties? What were the go-to items at the Golden Apple?
Well, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. We are famous for our breakfast, omelets, skillets, pancakes, waffles, you name it, we got it. Lunch, we have burgers, we have sandwiches, we have clubs, we have salads. I mean, it's a 24-hour operation. We have three restaurants, three eight-hour restaurants.
Yeah, right, so that's a good way to put it.
It's a tough one. At times.
Yeah. What about Christmas memories? Do people come in? Like, do people bring you gifts? I don't know how the neighborhood's changed since we left. Do people come in and sing Christmas carols? What's the Christmas vibe like there?
Well, Mary Lou came in today with a bag full of cookies, full of fudge. So a couple of other customers came and gave us... some little presents. It's like family. At times you feel like family because you spend a lot of times, a lot of hours in your business. And you go home, you sleep, and you come back. So it's you spend more time at the restaurant than at home.
Johnny.
Yeah.
You came down. Get on the mic there. I've seen you. You're a regular. You're the number one regular. Johnny Bellino.
Well, let me tell you, I've been there as long as he's been there.
How long is that?
20 years, at least. And, it becomes a way of life because the Golden Apple is a way of life. You know, like he said, it's an old German neighborhood, but it's got beautiful, the church across the street is beautiful architecture. And there used to be a restaurant 10 years ago, a German one, Zum Deutschenick.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right. Uh-huh.
And, and the church also has a playhouse right next door. And so you have actors who perform there who come to the Golden Apple. In fact, the other day, there were six of them from France. And so it makes it...
Have they been there before?
I don't know, but I gave them the routine. Yeah. And the fact that I'm Italian, that beefs up the Golden Apple, which is owned by a bunch of Greeks. Yeah. You know.
How long have you been going there, Johnny?
I've been there for at least 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years?
Yeah.
I mean, how many days a week do you go there?
14. Right. 12.
Yeah. And talk about, I know I've talked to you a couple times at the restaurant. Yeah. You know what's great about the restaurant is you always still see newspapers there. And I think I've always seen you in the newspaper. People still read newspapers at the Golden Apple.
Well, yeah.
Today, when I checked out, there was a stack of newspapers.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to move from table to table because they don't want me spending 3 hours at a booth that four people can sit at.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I know.
I spend over $1,000 a month there.
Do you really?
So I deserve whatever I get, and they should be happy that the Italians are, I'm Italian and I come to there. We have competition.
Yeah.
Over there.
What's your favorite item on the menu at the Golden Apple?
Well, you know what? I like a lot of things with nuts. Who's our waitress on Thursdays? who's our waitress at she comes on Thursday, Saturday and Sunday?
Sheila? The young one?
No, not Sheila, but anyway, she makes me the greatest sherbet shake with nuts. And walnuts. And it fills me up, but it doesn't fill me out.
Yeah.
You know, and I always look forward to going there and, you know, and eating that kind of stuff.
Well, you're what we were talking about authentic characters. Talk real briefly. I mean, a couple of times I have talked to you there, you've got a background in boxing.
Yeah.
What is it? Were you a promoter, fighter?
I started boxing in the Navy at sea. My ship was at sea. And it was a cruiser, and they came up to me and said, "Can you fight this guy?" And he was a Marine. He was like 25 pounds heavier than me. And what am I supposed to say? Look at him and say, "You're too big? I can't do that." So I said, you know, if you can't find anybody else, well, you know, when you say that, they stop looking.
Uh-huh.
And the guy knocked me down in the first round, and the sailors were cheering. And that made me mad. So in a second round, I grabbed him in a headlock, and I kept punching him right hand, and the referee tried to break the clinch up, but I kept moving in a circle. And by the end of the round, I hadn't let go of him, and he was pretty helpless.
Now, did you promote in Chicago?
Yeah, I promoted in Chicago. I've also promoted all over the world, in Kazakhstan for the Russians, in Spain, in England, in France, in Italy, in Mexico. And I have two fighters, one who fought Manny Pacquiao for the World Heavyweight Championship 3 years ago, and another one, Frezo Kendo, who was supposed to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship last month in Cologne, Germany, but his opponent couldn't pass the physical. So it'll come another time. But, we had shows everywhere. And the thing about it is when you do the fights, it makes a Republican out of you because the people who want to box, you need them to be a certain weight, and they say, "Yeah, we'll be this weight," and they come in 10 pounds heavier. Yeah. So you got to make 15 bouts to get 7 bouts, stuff like that. So I know what exactitude is, and that's why I give him a pain for exactitude, because when he compliments the ladies who come up and pay the bills, and then I say in front of them, in front of ladies, "Why do you not compliment me?" And then I turn to the lady and I say, "That's because he's Greek and he wants to make you think he's Italian."
One more thing. We'll put Nick back on the mic. I don't need to know where you live, but how far do you go to the goal?
Eight blocks.
Oh, yeah. So you're
eight blocks. Yeah.
So you're not going out of your
way. And yeah. And it's, like I say, it's a way of life.
Okay, Nick. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
Nick, talk a little bit about your background and just in the restaurant industry, where you started and then how you found this restaurant.
Well, I started in the restaurant business, working my way, back in 74, 1974 in New York City.
Oh, New York City.
New York City, yes. I came to Chicago in 1981. How did I come to Chicago? I was sitting at a diner, having a cup of coffee, smoking my cigarettes, and somebody was just passing through and said, "Where are you going?" He goes, "Chicago." I said, "I'm coming." So I took my suitcase with $3 in my pocket and came to Chicago. Chicago's a great town. It's a great city. It's a great place. I worked in Greektown for about 15 years. You name it, I did it. Host, bartender, waiter, everything. I did everything. And me and Pete and Tom decided we liked to find our own place, and we found Golden Apple in 97, and we bought the Golden Apple, and we're happy, and, you know, we're still there, and we're trying to do our best and please our customers. So that's my short story of my restaurant
life. What attracted it? Why did you want to get that as opposed to any other restaurant in any other neighborhood?
Well,
you went north. You didn't go to Greektown, you know. But.
Well, it was we knew the owner. We knew the previous owner, and we knew the place, so it was easier for us to get in, and we thought we gonna do better there than any other place. So that's why we went ahead and bought it. But it was a good move. It was nice because our customers are our friends now. And, you know, life, it's maybe you have to spend a little bit more time in the restaurant. But when you are among friends, you are happy.
I ask this of all my Wrigleyville neighborhood guests. Has Tom Ricketts come in and offered to buy the property?
No, we said no.
That neighborhood. No, anybody from the Cubs ever come in there? I mean, we mentioned Todd Walker.
We have some people from the. You know, I had a tenant, the pitcher. I have as a tenant. I own a condo downtown, and I had Quintana.
Yeah.
Quintana, the pitcher.
Yeah, from Colombia.
From Colombia. Nice kid.
Yeah. So any future plans there? Expansion? Well, you can't really expand.
You can
What is capacity? I should ask you that question.
It's about 200 with the outside patio at summertime, yeah. A little bit over 200. And, you know, we fill it up, especially on weekends, and it feels good. It feels good.
And parking's okay there?
Parking, we have nobody has parking in the Lakeview area. We have about four parking spaces, which is a very plus for that area. So, you know, we do the best that we can.
Yeah. Well, Christmas at the Golden Apple. It's really something. I still can't believe you don't have a key. Like, what? Now, you did close for like a day or two to remodel. I remember you put in new booths or something. You had to have a key then, right?
We didn't close. We did not close. We don't have a key.
That's an urban myth.
There's no need for a key. When you open 24 hours, there's no need for a key. Somebody's there serving. Somebody's there cooking. Somebody's there busing. So there's no need for a key.
Yeah, there's
no need for a key.
You've never closed.
We never close.
Okay. Do you go to other diners in the city?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention, though. when you know your restaurant is good or not, when you have other people who own restaurants come to your restaurant and eat.
Yeah.
That's when you know you have a good restaurant.
Yeah. Johnny, do you have, before we wrap it up, I think we're going to get Santa Claus. We're trying to find him. He's on that NORAD thing. But Johnny, watch the mic there. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory there? Do you spend Christmas down at the Golden Apple?
I don't plan to, and I go home, but I ended up there because they're family too.
Yeah.
And we've been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I've sang songs in there.
Have you really?
Yeah, and I think once I did some one-arm push-ups, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
You did one-arm push-ups?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I once won $8,000. I did 86 one-arm push-ups.
And right at the Golden Apple?
No, not at the Golden Apple, because you know what? They wouldn't give me any free meals.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to spend $8,000 there.
Johnny.
Yeah, but it's a way of life, the Golden Apple.
What song did you sing there?
Volare.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
How did that happen?
Well, just spontaneous. I come, you know. I even talk to the customers, and I'll say I'll come up to people I don't even know, but I'll come up and say, "What nationality are you?" And if they say they're English, I used to tell them about when I played rugby for England, and you know, and if they tell me they're Puerto Rican, I'll tell them I got a complaint because I was putting on boxing matches in the Virgin Islands, and I went to a cockfight, and it was run by Puerto Ricans, and I bought a rooster, and I named him Muhammad Ali.
Oh, geez.
And then I went to Russia, and I was putting on fights in Russia, and I got a call from Philly man. He said, "Bad news, sir, Ali is gone." And then I said, "You Puerto Ricans took my rooster," and the people, I don't know them, they laugh. and stuff like that. And we do all that kind of stuff for years.
On that note, we're going to set it off. We're going to get a hold of Santa Claus. He's going to call in. Thank you guys so much for our little Christmas tribute to the Golden Apple. Nick's Alex and Johnny Bellino. Long-time customer.
Listen, let me tell you something. Santa Claus didn't bring them a gift. On my recommendation, he brought them a bag of coal.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.